Good afternoon, I'm Gemma Pepper in the Hunter Valley Newsroom. Carpooling for employees in the Upper Hunter mining sector could soon be a possibility. A new amendment to the public health orders today has allowed agricultural workers to carpool to and from work. The exemption applies to regional residents who have not been in Greater Sydney in the previous 14 days and have had their first jab before September 10th. However, miners are not yet part of the new transportation orders, but will undergo careful consideration. Deputy Premier John Barilaro says they're going to re-evaluate the decision to include mine workers for the new carpooling exemption.
I know when Health was considering the change to the public health orders, mining was part of the request. Initially, they've pushed back on that. They made it specifically around agriculture. I'm engaging with the industry to see what else we can do before I go back to health and see if we can make a further amendment to the public health order.
Applications for community projects and programs that benefit the Singleton LGA are now open. Singleton Council has partnered with Glencore and the Bloomfield Group to provide $500,000 for community projects that deliver an economic, social and environmental outcome for the local government area. The first round of funding opened today and will close on the 31st of October. Community organisations, non-for-profit businesses or anyone within the area with a proposal to benefit the Singleton community are invited to make a submission. Proposals must have a minimum value of $10,000 to be up for that chair. Council Mayor Sue Moore says it's a great opportunity for local community members to jump on.
Community organisations, not-for-profit businesses, anyone with a connection to Singleton local government area is invited to make a submission or apply. The proposals or the ideas have to be a minimum value of $10,000, and we'll work through those submissions as a board.
And an unknown infection of COVID-19 has seeped its way into the Hunter New England Health District. Of the 6 newly confirmed cases within the district, only 5 were linked to previously known sources. Health experts are currently investigating the new infection, which was located in Jesmond within Newcastle's LGA. Another case was also documented within Newcastle, and 4 were located in the Lake Macquarie District. There are currently 10 people being cared for in hospital and 1 is in ICU. 646 close contacts across the region are still in isolation. New South Wales has recorded 1,116 locally acquired infections over the past 24 hours. It brings the total numbers of cases since the beginning of the pandemic to almost 28,000.